What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. This is the second episode in our two-part series exploring the complete recordings of guitar Pete Franklin, a legendary Naptown blues musician. His music was steeped in the blues tradition of Indiana Avenue. Franklin was influenced by the early Naptown blues duo Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell, but he developed his own unique style as a vocalist and guitar player. On last week's show, we focused on Franklin's early recordings with blues greats, including Sonny Land Slim and Tampa Red. This week, we'll listen to Franklin's final recordings made in Indianapolis during the early 1960s. We'll start this week's show with four tracks from Franklin's 1961 album, Guitar Pete's Blues. We'll hear I've Got to Find My Baby, Rocky Mountains, Sail On, and Grievin' Me.
Well, I searched this town from door to door. Love, I crave, I can't find no more. I got to find my baby out of cloudwood land. I can't sleep. These Rocky Mountains on my mind. I can't sleep, babe. These Rocky Mountains on my mind. Now remember, baby, just before you sail away, well, you won't have no place to stay. Well, now I went down on the corner with my shotgun in my hand, going to kill my woman, cause he's with another man. You know it's green. Pack my suitcase, be back in Tennessee.
That was guitar Pete Franklin with Grievin' Me. This is the second episode in our two-part series exploring the complete recordings of guitar Pete Franklin. Franklin was a master of the Naptown blues sound. But according to jazz guitarist Johnny Shacklett, Franklin was also skilled at playing jazz. WFYI's Kyle Long spoke with Shacklett in 2022. Let's hear an excerpt from their conversation.
Tell me about your connection with Pete Franklin.
Pete, I was walking down the street. I was a young man, 15, I don't know. I heard this guitar music, and I'm crossing the bridge in Indianapolis, Indiana Avenue. there's like a water aqueduct, mm-hmm. which they call the canal.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just walking over this canal, and then sort of like underneath it, there's sort of like a footpath also, or at that time there was. And I heard this guitar music, and I looked over the side of the, you know, the bridge, and I saw, I could just see the, it looked like, I couldn't see the guitar but two legs, but I thought it was a person listening to the radio. So I liked the music because it was, I was already in love with guitar, so on the radio I used to listen occasionally to a guitarist, Django Reinhardt. Mm. And I said, boy, there's someone under the bridge there listening to Django Reinhardt. When I walked under the bridge, there was Pete Franklin playing guitar. Sounded just like Django Reinhardt. And a lot of people were not aware of it. But he was called Guitar Pete. Pete was a blues guitarist. Everyone knew him for playing blues. Pete could play anything. It was a fantastic guitarist for all the old standards. Some of the old gypsy compositions played by Django Reinhardt. He used to play one that I would love to hear him play. It was called Dark Eyes.
Mm.
And I think it's an old classic that Django plays. But that started me. Worked with me, and not only Pete helped me by showing me some of the various chord progressions to some of the ballads.
Up next, we'll listen to a rare recording of Franklin performing with the Naptown Blues musicians James Easley and Raymond Holloway. This is Big Leg Women.
Yes. Big Leg Women sure got something good. People talking about in the neighborhood. Big Leg Women. Keep your dress down.
Stay tuned. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from Guitar Pete Franklin after this short break. This is Herman Butch Slaughter, the host of Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Each week, we bring you the sounds and stories of legendary Naptown musicians. One of my favorite episodes was our interview with the dancer and vocalist Bobby Bannon. Bobby played with some of the top bands on the Avenue, including the Upsetters.
I went in, you know, because I was used to be a heck of a dancer. So, you know, like when they were playing, I got up there and started doing the splits and everything. And they said, wow, hey, you want to go to Indianapolis with us? I said, okay. I still, today, I was, why did I make that move? But wow. I guess it was supposed to be.
Because you support public radio, we're able to bring you the story of Bobby Bannon and other historic Indiana musicians. Thank you for supporting WFYI and Echoes of Indiana Avenue. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. This is the final episode of our two-part series exploring the complete recordings of Guitar Pete Franklin, a legendary Naptown blues musician. In addition to being a skilled blues guitarist, Franklin was also a talented pianist. Up next, we'll listen to three songs featuring Guitar Pete Franklin on piano: Lonesome Bedroom Blues, Black Gal, and Six White Horses.
Now these my bedroom. Baby, just me and myself alone. Baby, I woke up this morning. Woke up this morning. Couldn't even get out of my bed. I thought about my sweet black woman. Lord, and it almost killed me dead. Night time, baby. Well, please don't wear no black. I want you to come down Indiana Avenue, 6 foot horses checking back.
That was guitar Pete Franklin with Six White Horses. Franklin was deeply influenced by the Naptown blues duo Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell. Up next, we'll hear Franklin performing a pair of Carr and Blackwell classics, Prison Bound and How Long Blues.
Baby blues came falling down. All locked up in jail. Baby prison bound.
That was the legendary Naptown blues musician, guitar Pete Franklin, performing How Long Blues. We'll end this tribute to Pete Franklin with the title track from his 1961 album, Guitar Pete's Blues.
Lord, it's long, long, not so lonesome. We gotta travel it out and on. Lord, it's long, not so lonesome. We gotta travel out alone.
That was guitar Pete Franklin with Guitar Pete's Blues. Franklin died in Indianapolis on July 31st, 1975. He was just 47 years old. That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for tuning in for our two-part series exploring the complete recordings of guitar Pete Franklin. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week. Same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter. Thank you. This is Herman Butch Slaughter, the host of Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Thanks to my mother-in-law, Flo Garvin, I was introduced to show business at an early age. Flo was a celebrity in the Avenue music scene.
I'm just Miss, and you're his missus. Me he looks at, but it's you he kisses.
She was one of the first black women in Indianapolis to host her own television show. Because you support public radio, we're able to bring you the story of Flo Garvin and other historic Indiana musicians. Thank you for supporting WFYI and Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Please consider making a donation now at wfyi.org/give.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.